اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فجل.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsiri messages from the verses or ayat of the Quran Kareem. I really welcome you all, and I'm really happy that I have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me today in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Fine?
Wa alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alaikum well? Salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, I'm good. And Fawad Haider?
Fine sir.
Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, we hope you're fine inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, today we will talk about ayah 132 and 133 of Surah An-Nisa on page 99. Brothers and sisters, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir have opened their Quran. They're ready inshallah to go to this surah. And let's do it. So please open your Quran. Turn to page 99, ayah 132 and 133. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa kafa billahi wakila. إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا.
ما شاء الله, nice recitation, that was amazing. Let me read once these two verses and have a short explanation, okay? As much as we could, then we'll go to the tajweed part, okay? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Almighty says in ayah 132 of Surah An-Nisa, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah Almighty belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah Almighty suffices as trustee. In the next ayah, إِيَّشَأْ يُظْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. If he wishes, Allah Almighty. If Allah Almighty wishes, he will take you away, O mankind, and bring others in your place. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Allah Almighty has the power to do that. So you must believe that whatever in the earth, whatever in the skies, in the heavens you see, belong to Allah Almighty. Okay, so this is not okay if you what? For example, God forbid, if one of your family members passes away, you complain a lot, why did you kill my friend, for example? Why did you do so to my family? Why did you so and on to my family? You don't have this right. Why? Based on emotions, yeah, okay, you did. But in fact, okay, based on your beliefs, if you see it, this is not okay.
So, it's like asking Allah, why did you do this? Considered a sin?
No, if it's not like in belief that you don't have the right. If you, God forbid, you ask this with this belief that you don't have the right because he was my dad, because he was my friend, because he was my mom, because he was my brother. With this belief, okay, if you so and you believe that Allah Almighty must not do so, you're confronting his wisdom. You're confronting Allah Almighty's mercy. You're confronting Allah Almighty's power.
What okay, not in question? A way that you're angry, but in a way that why did you do this?
Oh, it's okay. Like talking to Allah Almighty, it's okay. But in fact, if you understand, if you believe that Allah Almighty can do this, and you're not confronting Allah Almighty because...
And you're just questioning.
Yeah, just questioning. It's okay. But an iman, okay, the true iman tells you that whenever you lose a person from your family, what would you say instead of complaining? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Almighty says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Okay, we test you, okay, by taking away, for example, a person from your family, by taking away some of your properties, okay, by for making you face troubles, okay, hunger, these things, okay, famine, these things. So, but وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, at the same time, Allah Almighty says, you should give good news to the patient people. Okay, those who tolerate this situation. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When a musiba hits them, okay? Alright? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا. Instead of confronting, instead of questioning, what do they do? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah Almighty, and to Him we will return. Instead of, why did you kill my dad? God forbid. Why would you do that? You don't have the right to do this. Oh man, you don't have the right to ask these questions. So, then in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says what? إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. If Allah Almighty wishes, He will take you away. What does it mean? This ayah talks about this, that if we Muslims, we our nation, my nation, your nation, if we don't pay attention to Allah Almighty's rulings and the religion of Islam, because we're Muslims, okay? If we really do not make our efforts in order to spread the message of Islam, okay? So basically Allah says, I can take you away. Allah Almighty says, إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. And you should believe, you should know that. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Allah Almighty has the power to do that, okay? Because He has the Malik. Yeah, that's all, guys. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for complete information, complete details. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Brothers and sisters, now it's time for us to go and mention some tajweed points, necessary ones that you need to know about the fluency, about the correct recitation of these two verses. Okay, Fawad, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. In the previous session, we talked about the rules here, okay?
Yes.
We will skip this part. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Only one word. One point. The word Allah, the pronunciation is important in Tajweed. You sometimes pronounce it with an A sound, sometimes with an A sound. When do you pronounce with an A sound? Hussein will tell us. And when we pronounce it with an A sound, Ali Nasir will tell us. Hussein, when do we pronounce the word Allah with an A sound? Allah, this way.
When Fatha and Zamma comes before the Allah.
Before the word Allah.
Yeah, before the word Allah.
Because nothing comes before Allah.
Yeah.
So whenever you see the word Allah, take a look at the word before it. If it ends in fatha or dhamma, it means the haraka, the vowel before the word Allah is a fatha or a dhamma. Pronounce the word Allah with an a sound. All right. For example, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, right, in the previous ayah, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, okay? Or in this ayah as well, we have وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرٌ. Ali Nasir, when do we pronounce it with an A sound? With an sound. Whenever you have
a kasra
before the word Allah. Instead of that fatha or dhamma, you pronounce it with an A sound. Like what? Like here we have wakafa for what?
وكفى بالله
أحسن بالله وكفى بالله وكيلا. So وكيلا تنوين فتحة. Whenever the rules of stopping says whenever you stop at the end of this word, the rule says تنوين فتحة changes to حسن
ألف
مد. ألف مد. وكيلا is pronounced as
وكيلا
لا. Make an A sound with it. That was nice. So in the next ayah, in yasha' yudhibkum. In yasha', nun sakin plus ya, you should merge the sound and extend the sound and also nasal sound produce, okay? How do you do this for what?
In yasha',
the nun is merged into ya. In yasha' yudhibkum. In yasha' yudhibkum. The letter dal, ha, they are important.
And ba is also important.
What about that?
Ba.
I wanted to ask Ali Nasir this one. Thanks for what? Ali Nasir, what about the letter ba? Do we have any special rule about the letter ba that appears sakin?
Yes.
What's the rule?
Five letters.
Oh, there's five letters? Okay.
When they appear sakin,
all right,
we should produce an echoing sound.
An echoing sound. What letters are they?
Qaf,
Ta,
Ba,
Jim,
Dal.
So brothers and sisters, as Ali Nasir said, mashallah, these five letters, whenever they appear sakin, whenever they have a sukun on the top, or even not a sukun sign even, no haraka, no a'i'u, so it means they are sakin, produce an echoing sound with them. Read them with a bouncing sound. Yes, for what? Like what?
Yudhib,
that b sound. Don't read it with an a sound. Yudhib, no. Yudhib. When you merge, let it jump. Yudhib. This way, let it jump. Okay, let it, like an echoing sound. Yudhib kum. Ayyuhannasu ayyuha. If you join this with the word annas, you skip Hamzatul Wasl, you
and
skip
Alif Mad,
you skip the Lamu Ta'rif. You directly join Ha, Ayyuha, to
Nun Mushadda.
The letter Nun Mushadda, yes. Ayyuhannasu. Do not read it. Ayyuha al-nasu. No way, okay? Ayyuhannasu. Wa ya'ti bi-akharin. It's really beautiful how you change the a sound to a sound, like light sound to a heavy sound. Bi akharin, akharin. Okay, change it very beautifully. Wa ya'ti bi akharin. The letter jim says what?
Optional
to stop here or continue. Good job, Hassan. Thank you. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. We mentioned how we read the word Allah. عَلَى ذَلِكَ. If you look at the word عَلَى and ذَلِكَ, both have a baby alif on the top. See it?
Dagger alif.
Dagger alif, that's called small or tiny alif. That means you pronounce it with an A sound. The alif, extend the mat. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Changes to you? Hassan, tell us. Qadiran.
Qadira.
Qadira. Ra is a heavy letter also. Ready to recite after me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Brothers and sisters, practice with us, please. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
وكفى بالله وكيلا
وكفى بالله وكيلا
إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا
وكان الله على ذلك قديرا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here with you the same time tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Fawad, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان